Nick Angelo, Adventurers Beware.
I'm not always a reliable narrator, but I'll tell you what happened. I was sitting in my office. Afternoon sunlight was squeezing through the Venetian blinds, illuminating little specks of dust that were floating in the air, dancing in slow motion. I was about to doze off on the precipice between awake and asleep. In hindsight, I probably ate too much for lunch. I had a chicken sandwich, but it wasn't regular deli chicken. It was chicken cutlets with honey mustard. And I had pretzels on the side. And also potato chips. Pretzels and chips together. I mean, not together. They were in separate bowls, but I was eating them at the same time. But to be healthy, I had diet soda, which cancels out the bad stuff. They've done studies on that. I'm choosing to believe they've done studies on that. So there I was, getting drowsy, sluggish, like a boa constrictor that just swallowed a water buffalo. But I was startled awake by a man bursting through my office door. He was wearing khaki shorts, a green canvas shirt, and a pith helmet, like he was some kind of adventurer. The man spoke quickly in staccato phrases, but I got the general idea. He said he was planning his next expedition in search of a legendary tomb somewhere in the hills of ancient Rome, filled with treasure and medallions. He kept saying the word medallions, and he would really draw it out to sound dramatic. He'd say, medallions. And I get it, it's a fun word, but at some point I said, enough with the medallions. Anyway, he wanted me to schedule his flight and hotel, but I had some questions. I've been on a few adventures myself, and I had to make sure he knew what he was getting into. The fact is, this ancient unexplored tomb is probably a labyrinth, maybe a maze of catacombs where it's easy to get lost. In a serious tone, I said to this man, are you prepared for booby traps? Because you better be ready. In all likelihood, the first thing you're going to face is quicksand. Right off the bat, no questions asked. You go sneaking in a mysterious tomb looking for treasure. The first obstacle is going to be quicksand, and it's going to try to pull you in. Like it's got a mind of its own. It happens every day. Now you might see a vine dangling like a rope to swing over the quicksand. Problem is, that vine is 1,000 years old, and it could break. Then you're back in the quicksand. But if you do get past it, then there's some kind of puzzle carved into the limestone wall, like get the puzzle wrong, guess what? Well, look out, now you've got heavy stone blocks falling in every direction. That happens every day.